Audit Committee, Erie County Water Authority meeting of October 18, 2018. Commissioner Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Kearney?
Yes.
Chairman Kearney?
Yes.
Reading of the minutes.
I move to waive the minutes, read a meeting, read a reading of the minutes of August 3, 2018. Second, all in favor, aye, opposed, motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I move to approve the minutes of August October 18, 2018. Second, all in favor, aye, opposed, carried.
Reports, there are none. Communication, bills, none. No unfinished business. New business. Director Malakian's independent accountant reports on applying agreed upon procedure.
We have a statutory to call off from Director Malakian, and I told the council we should do a report on the agreed upon procedures. On August 30th, we amended the contract to allow for a very narrow review of operations between January 1st and July 26th. They put together a recommended agreed upon procedure and completed their work early in September. They looked at financials, they reviewed the minutes, they looked at processing, the personnel. They spent some time looking at formulas, their contracts, and change orders. The other issues in order were one missing emergency declaration or change orders for an emergency repair over particularly busy winter period. But everything else is in order. Again, the scope was narrow and it was limited to what they agreed that they would do for sure. So if you call back on an additional comment or want to share a little bit more about what they do, kind of procedures and ways in the name.
And we have to see the difference in the audit, and the audit is taking the same number from them, but certainly the read upon procedures are accepted if they are daily wages, and very specific procedures that we apply, and then there's very specific procedures that state upcoming employers are not allowed to use their personal lives for missing interpretation systems, so starting that we did to our very specific procedures. Most disciplines to internal controls are just for that December 31st, if you're an inspector during the audit, we're going to need to say those controls, assuming it's kind of through the license, but with those inquiries and results, so that there were no changes, so we could use specific tests in the buildings and the same ones on the controls.
Yes, and so a lot of the items are specific to the others who were the specific reasons for the protection and the extended protection thereof. The policy and procedures have specific approvals, so we did note that those approvals still exist even when they're the same for the first amount of the I agree with that. Otherwise, you would get to the end of the year and you would pick one. Some of these procedures are extremely out of need to bring it up.
Well, yeah. Exactly. even the kind of audit year end is more thorough. So it's plus out of the problem year end. You wouldn't have to spend money on the So you're confident the procedure, what we're asking you to do, is done on a regular basis, plus out any January 1 to April issues that would have arrived if it was in the future.
These decisions are all up to the authorities that you want to sign and that would be up to
What I'm asking you is that the professor, the person you hire as a receiver, to make an incoming commissioner comfortable with what he or she may be held liable for at year end. And you confident what you have put forward and the procedures put forward should make anyone coming on this commission feel comfortable with what happens from January 1st.
Specific to these cycles, yes. Because there are other cycles that you're not aware of.
And I ask you if this
I do think that surrounding these cycles, I do think.
Okay. Then I'm comfortable.
I think this is a new situation. Where not only with the prior treasurer, we actually met a couple of months without a treasurer. And I just think that two decision process for somebody coming into an organization and use that, maybe it's just more things to them, but there should be some type of influence review to make sure we know what kind of market. Obviously, they come up with weakness in our contract practices. But let me just ask a couple of questions. We use certain terms to explain how we use certain terms of to inquire or review or some of the items. When you're looking at somebody's transactions or agent's transactions, it's public. Because you are randomly selected. And when you use the word employer, you're basically asking the person out of that child's duties and responsibilities for those functions to do it. But you follow the procedure.
So the inquiries, I think you document who the inquiries are made with, and in our documentation, we have the documentation of those.
Selected transactions are randomly selected transactions that you can use.
Correct. So it specifically says how many transactions you selected, whether it's 5 or 15 from the total the population of that particular number.
In this particular review, probably the period of January 1st, 2018 to July 26th, 2018. So we're talking a little over half a year. And for the most part, the review is showing that the accounting aspect of the review has been impacted. There were a couple of items, and I just wanted to point them out. We're going to do a report on page 18. Again, these are contracts in that period that we normally collect as 5 contracts. We don't know how many, we collected 5 contracts, and we performed a review of those, and randomly selected 5 contracts. And there was one in there that we described there, in one instance, a contract was awarded to lowest responsible bidder and not the lowest bidder. to get an RFP or something.
So I do have a number of bids, so they were, we obtained a population of 32 bids for the year, randomly selected size.
Okay, so what do you have?
32, we obtained the population of 32. The one that was awarded from the bid for Southwest and not the company size is just a Florida. Then we were able to make a decision to go with a better quality product, which goes to the 60%.
This is within the guideline. What's my instruction?
No, it's just that the other door were awarded to the lowest bidder. This one within the guidelines is awarded to the lowest bidder.
So you can understand that. Not really instruction.
No.
Likewise, with regards to the kind of couple of different things,
we didn't really make the presentation whether those materials have qualified and how it's going to be the front of the tenant, but it's still within the guidelines. We do have a different contract,
list from an individual, but they were both the same thing. And so the emergency declaration was made to utilize them outside the
outside the state.
So we do a contract with them, but not for the
I don't know.
Right.
But having some experience with contracts with those two years, Karen's saying it's the wrong name, the number of things. So you can't, you know, I don't really think it's a great idea to use the term contract change when it has nothing to do with the original contract.
There's
a big difference between vetting someone and saying, okay, your insurance is proper, your rates are proper, we're going to use you for emergency purposes. Okay? And then when the emergency happens and the doors are set as an emergency, you enter into a contract with them. But we're not putting on the coattails of a contract over there. In terms of lawsuits, you're opening up just a big problem. So, I would agree with Commissioner Jones. I think what we need to do, and this is the fact everybody, is probably redraft the contract and look at some new procedures on how to do it. But if you declare an emergency, you should have contracts that have already been passed, that have already given us the pledge. We've already put it down there so that we can put them in on an hour's notice. I know, but we couldn't do it as a change order because they're working on a project in hand order and we've got to give a whole amendment. Thank you.
I think it's a couple times we had an hour ago. The reason, I think the terminology is important to the
Thank you.
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye. Say water.